Dr. Samuel Johnson's silver teapot and his iron door knocker, Voltaire's beautiful red leather briefcase, Wordsworth's lap desk and his spectacles.
What's that all about, all those objects owned by famous authors? I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. The Grolier Club, which has been around since 1884 promoting the art of the book, is staging an exhibition called Honored Relics. Club librarian Robert Nykirk says the exhibit is the first the club has ever had which focuses on objects rather than books.
A pipe that was owned by Lord Byron, Honoré de Balzac's humidor, Elizabeth Barrett Browning's traveling tea kettle, Henry David Thoreau's door knocker, 18 items that were once owned by Charles Dickens, including his teapot.
Nykirk says plans for the exhibit began 2 years ago. The Grolier Club's 655 members who are scattered around the world were asked to come up with ideas about what items owned by famous writers would fit.
Emily Dickinson's watch, Lewis Carroll's microscope, Robert Louis Stevenson's flute and chess set, Thomas Hardy's tea caddy, Arthur Conan Doyle's hairbrushes, Joseph Conrad's matchbox, Jack London's coffee pot.
Nykirk says 22 individuals and several institutions, such as the Morgan and New York Public Libraries, contributed items to the exhibit.
Robert Frost's mantle clock, H.L. Mencken's China tea set, E.E. Cummings' typewriter with the uppercase in working order, T.S. Eliot's Panama hat, Noel Coward's gold cigarette case, a suitcase owned by W.H. Auden, and the exhibition ends with Sylvia Plath's typewriter.
Librarian Robert Nykirk says the objects were owned by writers who lived in 17th century England up to the 20th century, with one living writer represented, J.B. Priestley. The Honored Relics exhibit runs Monday through Saturday until March 31st at the Grolier Club, 47 East 60th Street in Manhattan. With BookBeat, this is Don Swaim.